At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBook's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Melanie is joining us this morning. Melanie, what is going on with Jeff?
Hi, yeah. So, well, it's been almost a whole month, and he hasn't called me for another date.
Mm.
And I'm pretty insulted. I don't know what I did wrong.
So you, this is like kind of never happened to you before, is what it sounds like, huh?
Never happened.
Yeah. And it may just be a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it could be.
Melanie, so let's back up. Let's go through this first date. Tell us all about it.
So we went to this great wing place, had some wings, some beers, and just hung out. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, really casual and fun. I had a nice time. I don't understand why he wouldn't, you know, want to go out with me again.
Did anything at all happen that was, you know, out of the ordinary, I guess?
Not that I can think of. I wasn't distracted. I didn't get, you know, sauce all over myself. I didn't lie, you know, in my profile or anything like that.
You know, I'm thinking guys might kind of like it if you had sauce all over you. Like, that's not altogether a bad thing had happened, but that's good.
Okay. Seems pretty casual, too. Like, I love the idea of just, like, kind of keeping it chill, which I would think Jeff would have liked, too, you know?
Yeah.
So can you think, this is, I think, maybe the most important question, Melanie. How did you leave things at the end? I'm guessing this happened, was this at night, during the afternoon, or what?
This is at night.
Okay, so how did you leave things then at the end of the date, at the end of the night?
Well, we settled the bill, and, you know, we split it evenly, mm-hmm. and then we just gave each other a quick kiss, and that was it. And there have been no messages from him since then.
Okay,
wow. All right.
And you've reached out, but just no response, correct?
Right, yeah.
All
right,
you split the bill, you got a quick kiss, it was at a wing place and a beer place. Man, this sounds like a perfect situation.
All right, well, let's see what Jeff has to say about the whole thing, Melanie. Want you to hang on right now. We're going to come right back in 3 minutes, the second half of Second Date Update with Thunder and PT next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. Sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
When it comes to a first date, this might be a perfect atmosphere for a guy. You got a beer, you got wings, and somebody great to talk to. So why isn't Jeff getting back to Melanie? Well, here's Melanie describing that first date.
It was, really casual and fun. I had a nice time. I don't understand why he wouldn't, want to go out with me again.
All right, let's call Jeff, find out what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Jeff, please?
This is Jeff.
Yeah. Hi, Jeff. Good morning. This is not a sales call or anything like that. We're actually on the radio right now. We have to tell you that up front because we're Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And
what's up, Jeff? Good morning, man.
And that's PT.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I know you guys.
Okay, great. Cool. So then maybe you might know or realize why we're calling you at this time, because we do a segment called Second Date Update. And so we call people who've been out on a first date with a listener of ours, but they've not been able to get together for a second date. And so that's why we're calling you. Would you know who we're talking about, who you went out with a week or two ago?
I may have some guesses, yeah.
Okay.
Might have been like a month ago, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. Melanie is her name. You remember Melanie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Okay. Well, shoot it to us straight. Like, how'd the date go? Or more importantly, like, if she wants to see you again and things went great, like, why aren't you calling her back?
Oh, well, it was a great date. It was. But I do not think I will be calling her back, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we'd love to get to a second date or something, but...
Can you tell us why?
Well, she, how do I put this, had an odor I'm not sure she was aware of.
Okay.
Geez, like an...
All right.
What, perfume? I mean, or like a BO thing or something?
Okay. All right.
No. She has 4 cats, she told me. Yeah, and I didn't expect to smell them on her.
Okay, so I guess it could be one of those things where you get so used to a smell that you don't realize it's there.
That makes sense, like a smoker or something.
Exactly. What kind of, like, a cat smell was it? Like, how do you know it was cats?
It's like I get it, and it's like it's not a bad smell, but it's a very stink smell. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I'll tell you what, and I've got a little to say about this. Listen, Jeff, Melanie reached out to us, and she, wanted to be on Second Date Update because she really likes you. And so we just had her hold on in case we were able to get a hold of you. And if you could just take 30 seconds... And I promise we'll get you on and off. Could we just bring her into this conversation? Maybe she can explain to what's going on, what this smell, is, this odor that you claim she's... Could we just talk to her for a minute?
Sure, why not?
Okay, good. Thank you. Hang tight. Melanie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you could hear Jeff, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't smell.
Look, I said it's not necessarily a bad smell, but anyone that talks to you can tell that you have cats, and that's a problem.
What? Oh, no. I can't believe this. What are you saying? Nobody has ever told me that, okay? I'm super hygienic, and so are my cats. I keep them and myself super clean.
I'm sure that you do, but it's just a smell, all right? Maybe I'm super sensitive to it. I don't know. I just don't know if I can get around that.
Well, yeah, Melanie, if I could just jump in here real quick. Like, we've got dogs at home. I can't smell them. Jess is super sensitive to it. And maybe it's just a hint of something. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but this can happen. But so, Jeff, this is the deal breaker for you?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe I should ask someone else if, like, that I know if they can smell it too, but...
Yeah, no, well, now that Melanie, now that the literally the cat is out of the bag...
If it's bothersome to you, I mean, Melanie, so you obviously you do have cats, right? So, you, like, this is a thing that you are, you know, you're aware that it's possible that the cat smell may kind of be, like, on you.
I do have cats, but I'm super clean. Nobody's ever said that to me.
Course. It's not like you're not clean, I don't think we're saying. I just think that, like...
You picked up the smell. It's on your clothes.
Sort of exists,
listen,
you know?
I went out with this crazy woman named Colleen. She had five... She didn't live here. I can talk about it. She has five Persian cats, or did, and she had the giant kiddie pool litter box in the spare bathroom at her condo.
I mean, that's going to smell regardless
of
the situation.
But she was, now, my wife, Jess, doesn't think she was pretty, but I thought she was kind of a butterface, so I kept going out. But she smelled the high heaven of kitty litter, like cat urine, but it was still, like, worth it. Like, I was able to put up with it. So, Jeff, is there anything like that, like with Melanie?
Yeah,
I mean,
push through it, you know, push through the smell.
I mean, you really are that, like, it's that bad for you?
Well, like, if she smells like this, like, I can only imagine what her house is like.
Oh,
so
My house is immaculate, okay?
How much kitty litter is there? Let's be real.
Yeah. Okay, you're too sensitive.
All right,
so, maybe.
Melanie, do you still, now that he, I guess, smelled this cat, do you even want to see Jeff again?
No.
Yeah, I figured. Okay.
That's fine. I'm not interested. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So we're all in agreement here?
Yes.
Okay. Did somebody hang up? Jeff?
Still there, Jeff?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can't. I tell you what, because I think that's the end of
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Summertime chicken fried mama tried.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.